save your jaws and pee. On Hit 92.9.
You're listening to Xavier, Jules and Pete for Crown. Live a little cooler at Crown this summer.
Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Podcast. What was on this morning's show again?
Softball v baseball.
Oh my gosh, you two this morning. I mean,
no, you're
think,
involved.
Well, you know, I love baseball. I love watching it because...
What do you like about it?
Well, Elliot used to watch it and...
Is that the only thing that you like about it?
Well, it was something that he loved, so I got involved in it, and so I would watch it with him. Cleveland Indians.
The Indians?
Yeah.
Not a lot of love in India. In India.
In India? Yeah.
In Cleveland.
In Cleveland?
Sports at the moment.
Why?
The Browns suck.
Oh, really?
Abs suck. Cleveland sport in general. It's like a... It's been like a... Since LeBron came back, they won a brown. But Cleveland's been known as like the death valley of sport.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, so I'm just... From being with Elliot for 4 years, I've watched baseball every year that the World Series, and I played softball a couple of years ago to help out a team that was struggling to find players.
And how'd you go?
Yeah, not too bad. I think we won the thing, the comp.
Did you?
Yeah.
Were you the only team in the comp?
One of two. No. It was like one of four. There was only four or five, maybe six teams. And, yeah, we won. So I'm so freaking excited to be a part of Perth Heat, though, this year.
It's going to be good. I'm looking forward
I
to
love
seeing
watching baseball.
Your
you
first
know you're
pitch.
Not a part of it.
Yes, I am. They sent me the merch. I'm now a part of the team.
Okay. Other stuff happened. Sure, it was good.
Tune in.
Have a listen.
Love you. Hey, happy hump day.
Hey, morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Wednesday.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah. I'm good. You know what? I got stung by... Is it stung or bitten by a Mozzie... Bitten by Mozzie last night.
Mozzies don't sting, they bite.
Under my eye.
It's a dirty goiter.
What?
A goiter?
Yeah.
It's a what big, are you
talking it's a big
about?
Pussy pimple.
No, it
yeah,
isn't.
Oh, I got bitten by a little Mozzie. No, mate. Oh. It's puberty. You've got a pimple. I can see the white hair.
Are pimples itchy?
Yeah, they can be.
Because it's like a Mozzie bite.
Yeah, it's a pimple. And don't point it this way. It might fire up.
No, I'm looking at it. It's a Mozzie bite.
Okay.
I got bitten by a Mozzie bite.
In the new house.
No, I'm in the Airbnb at the moment. Yeah.
You're just saying the TV's locked on Channel 7 for some reason.
Yeah, I can't change the channel. I don't know what's going on.
What do you want to change the channel to?
Channel 9.
Why?
So I can watch TiVo in the Arvo.
In the Arvo?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think she's there anymore, is she?
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know because I can't change the channel.
TiVo's not there anymore.
Oh,
mate.
Is she not?
No, she's over on
Becky.
Yeah.
What?
She's on Sunrise now. Not Sunrise, Today Show.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for telling me, because, I wouldn't know, because I can't change the channel.
Yeah. So, anyway,
Open calls.
Open lines.
Open line.
Let's just move on. Open lines are open. We got $50 cash. I want to give $50 cash to somebody.
Where's the worst place you've been bitten by a Mozzie? I want to know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Straight off the bat. Bang! Hitting them right between the eyes with a good old phoner.
Or right underneath the eye.
Oh,
with a Mozzie bite.
Yeah. All right, 13 10 60. Open lines are now open. We'll take your calls next.
Oh, Savage Garden.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yes.
Save. Are you going to chime in this morning at some point, or?
Oh, I did a bit of Mozzie chat, and then I saw calls. There, get them on.
Oh, go
Let's
home.
Talk to these people.
Go
our
home.
Friends.
Hey, look, we do have calls.
Yeah, right. That's why. Just hurry up. Save your
jaws and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Well, we were just talking about off air the Pulse, Jules, where you went on, you had your first TV debut.
Yes.
Late
I literally
last
stuffed
year.
It up every time.
But you said you're going to retire from it. I don't think that's fair. I think the people want you.
I'd like to see more Jules.
It
I'd
makes
love to see
me.
Him.
No, you guys just want to take the piss out of me. That's
yeah,
all
correct.
It is. Yeah. No,
you did get a lot better.
Well, the
Your
one
first
time
one was a disaster.
The one time that I nailed it, I didn't tell either of you about it, and it's purely because I looked in my calendar on my phone. I got a reminder at 3:30 that I had to be there.
I was going to say starts in 10 minutes,
and I had no time to tell, to say anything. So I just went there, and I absolutely aced it.
Yeah, aced it, killed it.
So that's what's going to happen now.
Okay, I'll fix whatever's going on here. So let's do open line.
Open line is how we start the day. Anything. Oh, yeah. Open line.
Go straight to the phones. Jacob in Orillia. Good morning.
Hey guys, how you going?
Hey.
Going well. What's going on, mate? What are you going to chat about this morning?
About the mozzie bite under the eye.
Yes, love doing a good mozzie bite chat.
So this year with the family and my daughter, we're at the safari park.
Yeah.
And my daughter decided to, you'd get these little fruit bowls and you just feed the animals as you go. And she put a hand in without noticing into the pygmy hippos, those little miniature hippos, and a bloody nipped her on the arm.
Oh! not you're laughing
parent,
about this.
Not good parenting, but she snuck away from it.
Like, laugh about it because it's happened to Mila before where we were down south and we were in Yellinga and there's a few animal farms and stuff around there and there was a llama and she got too close to the llama and she had the bucket of carrots and the llama ducked its head
straight over. Yep.
Straight over, bang, hit the bucket of carrots, knocked her on her ass while he was at it.
You wouldn't think how fast these little pygmy hippos are, but they're real quick, man.
You know hippos.
Watch out for the pygmies.
Hippos are the most deadly animals in the world.
Yeah.
Well, these ones are like
500 deaths.
They're so cute, but they'll still take your arm off.
Yeah. Didn't leave a mark or anything? Like, she's all good?
She's fine, yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't too bad.
I mean, that's why you're laughing about it.
It's not as bad as your mozzie bite, anyway.
No. Yeah,
she'll survive with one arm, all the rest of her.
I've got a bunged up eye. I'll have a bunged up eye tomorrow, right?
Nick has got a question for you, X.
Hey, yo. Nick.
Hey, guys, how are you?
How you going?
Well, what's happening, mate?
What's your question?
Oh, yeah, I was listening to you guys yesterday about Dave with his wedding ring and how he doesn't wear it because he gets numbness in his hand.
Yeah.
Surely that's the alarm bells, and you should get that checked out.
Oh, I know. So after that break, when we were talking about it, Nick, I said to Zay, I was like, mate, I think you've got circulation issues. Like, it's because you've had surgery done on your shoulders.
I've had surgeries and stuff. But I just figure that if I wake up and roll over and hang them off the side of the bed, then a bit of blood gets back into them. And I actually enjoy it, Nick, because we don't get a lot of sleep in the job that we do. And often I wake up about midnight with numb arms and I look at the time and think, you beauty, another 4 or 5 hours sleep. So it actually does me a favour by waking me up. I just need the finger to stay on.
I did a little bit of Googling while I was sitting waiting at a job and I can't pronounce half the stuff that it come up with, but one of them was heavy alcohol use.
I was going to say, don't ever trust Google Doctor, but you know what, Nick? I think you might be right. Dr. Nick.
Oh, a man has one beer a night, sits back after he cooks dinner,
one
gets the kids to bed,
remember.
He sits down and he has one beer outside to enjoy, unwind.
And I saw on your
and
Instagram
story. And all of a sudden I'm an alcoholic. Jeez, I'm still pissed.
On Hit 92.9.
Now, yesterday at the end of the show, right, started this new segment called I Don't Know Who Needs to Hear This. This is a little bit of advice or a little bit of a reminder for you each day
something. How did it go?
How do you reckon it went?
No, I want your own review on your segment first.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Are you happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, yesterday's advice was to cancel that free trial that you signed up for.
Gyms.
Which is now charging you, right? Because it's one of those things where it's always like around about like the $10 mark.
It rolls over.
And so you start to go, oh, is it really, you know, $10 a month or $10 a week? Should I bother with it? And you don't. And then you realize that you're spending hundreds a year. Anyway. Yesterday, we crossed over to Kat, right, as we do at the end of every show.
Yeah.
And I asked her if she is still paying for anything. And this is what she actually had to say.
Over the holidays, I went on the settings on my iPhone and you look up subscriptions in your app store.
Subscriptions.
There's crap there. I cancel all of it.
So settings, then what?
I'll show you
okay,
later, Jules.
We will bring it to you tomorrow, to get rid of this subscription.
Automatic.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I've got it for you. I've worked it out.
Okay.
What you need to, and this is only for iPhone users as well too. Sorry for the Androids out there.
I'm not sorry for the Androids. They should apologise to us for being an inconvenience.
I'm not apologising to you for choosing my own way in life.
Okay, so what you need to do on your iPhone, right, is go to settings and then
I'm going
to
get up what I've got.
Hang on, wait, write this down.
Oh, gosh. Well, also too, you can find it.
Settings, got it. Let's go.
Okay, settings. Yep. And then, you know, at the top where it's got your Apple ID, like the name of the phone? Yep, click on that.
Yes.
And then it'll have subscriptions.
Yes.
And you click on that and it will list everything that you have subscribed to that you are paying for that automatically gets taken out of your, account. What do you got?
Strava. What the bloody hell is Strava?
Strava? S-T-R-A-V-A?
I've got that actually, but I'm not paying for it.
Teachers saying it's a running app.
Yeah, it's a fitness app.
Oh, yeah.
NBA League Pass.
Yeah.
And that's about $500 a year I could probably do with keeping.
Jeez.
And Spotify.
Oh, you're being used that, don't you?
AFL.
Shut up.
The AFL app and Apple Music.
Do you pay for Apple Music?
Yeah.
It's like a Spotify.
Apple is something I need to cancel. That one, the iTunes, I need to cancel.
Yeah, so one or the other. You wouldn't need an Apple if you've got Spotify, right?
Well, I used to have Apple because Taylor Swift wasn't on Spotify.
Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
News that didn't make the news coming up after 7 o'clock.
That's right, mate. Well, this did make the news, this story, because I saw it last night and it's also in the paper. Now, it's titled Hard Luck.
Huh?
Hard Luck.
Okay.
A man on the border of US and Mexico was getting ready to engage with a 30-year-old female.
Yeah.
And he thought he might need a performance boost.
Okay.
He's sort of picking up where I'm heading there, Pete.
The little blue pill, is that what you're talking about?
Well,
is that what they call it?
Pete would take the little blue pill.
Yeah.
This young unnamed man out of Mexico took a stimulant given to him by a farmer.
Huh?
Often used to arouse a breeding bull.
Oh, my God!
Now, unfortunately for the unnamed man in Mexico, the stimulant used on a bull, which is obviously a bit heavier and
of course.
Used for purposes different to probably what he was going to use it for, has left him with a three-day-long erection.
Oh.
Three-day-long
and the doctor was quoted to say it's a race against time to save his
thing,
his pee.
Why?
His pee-pee. Well, I think it just falls off in the end.
What?
I think it'll die.
What?
It'll die. You can't have it.
Well, like, you can't have it, like, bang.
Please explain
for
this.
For 3 days straight, it'll die.
It'd be like having a hold a bicep curl for 3 days.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
And see what your muscle does.
That's going to burn after a little while.
Yeah, so his pecker's in a fair bit of trouble.
Yeah.
So we pray for him in this uncertain time.
Yeah.
Recommend people don't go visit the local farmers to get...
or the vets.
Or the vet. You can do that sort of stuff. But so that was an interesting story to come out of Mexico, America on the weekend.
Thank you for that warning for everyone.
Pain persists, see a doctor.
Yes, if pain but 3 days, a long time.
3 hours would be a long time, would it not?
M just text me. Do you know any farmers? Now, that unfortunately is a side effect for this man who didn't think about the side effects. Currently, I am taking malaria tablets from... Visiting Africa, you have to take malaria because it kills, I think, 600,000 people a year, malaria. Like, crazy stuff.
How long are you taking it for, like, now that you're back? Because I think I've had to take them for, like, weeks.
Yeah, so there's a couple of different versions. I think there's three different types of malaria tablets. Mm. There's, like, a doxy, which you take for, I think, a month when you get back.
Mm.
I'm on Mellorin, which is you take for a week.
The bougie version. Oh, so I take the...
The bougie version?
I take the Povo version where you have to take it for a month after.
Yes, it is. Now,
you're visiting Africa, I'm going to the Philippines.
Some of the side effects are, there's the usual side effects of taking medication, grumbly stomach, diarrhea, all that sort of stuff. Okay. But one that they said to me was you can occasionally have vivid dreams.
Oh, yes.
Now, I've stopped taking my malaria tablets. Just finished. Now, for about a week and a half, I had dreams that were so vivid and strange. Like, I'm not a heavy sleeper, so I don't really usually report on dreams.
Yeah.
First dream I had, I was dreaming that Kevin, my lab, was just dragging his backside around for 12 hours, like he had worms. 100%. Oh, so I woke up, and Em's like, what are you doing? I was like, I've got a worm, Kev. So, this is not right. Like, a poor bugger. He's been dragging himself around now for 12 hours. Em's looking at me at 6 in the morning, like, what is wrong with this person? Then another night, I was dangling my arm off trying to fish for fish off my bed. I don't, like, So I'm trying to catch fish, and then I woke up and I'm hanging off the bed, and I was like, where are those fish gone?
Hell. Do you have any more of these tablets?
Well, yeah, I sold them at Connections. Yeah. Anyway, what do I want to do? 13, 10, 60. We've got the farmer Pecker, who's had the 3-day long issue, and you've got me, who's on Mallorin tablets as we speak, trying to fight off malaria, who's having these wacky dreams. I reckon a lot of these prescription medications have side effects.
Oh, crazy. I remember I had to take Panadine Forte for a long time because I had my ACL done.
Oh, yes.
But they didn't manage the... Yeah. And I didn't know that Panadine Forte was so strong until I tried to get off them and I realised I started hearing voices.
Oh, mate.
In my own head, I was hearing voices coming out of the fence. It was crazy.
There was one game of footy where I had a sore back and they said, oh, do you want some Panadine Forte? Mm. And I was like, yep, before the game.
Yeah, yeah.
My eyes, I had trouble with the vision. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, what? Anyway, 13, 10, 60, side effects of prescription medications that you've been given because... Not they don't work for everyone. Like these Mallorin for me, I am that wacky at the moment. Like, and I remember these dreams so well. Like our Mexican mate who is up like a bull at the moment. 13, 10, 60. What side effects have you had from medications?
On Hit 92.9.
We're going to get to Brooke in South Perth in just a moment. Got a cool story about her dad. But we have an explanation about Viagra that's popped through on the text line. We're giving her a call. Gabriella, good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
Take us through this.
Hi. Well, I don't actually know the full story, but I know that obviously, because I'm a nurse, we were studying a little bit about it, and so one of the fun facts that they pop through when you're studying about blood pressure medication is that Viagra was essentially used or created to treat blood pressure, but then one of the side effects ended up being obviously the...
Stiffy.
Yeah.
So is it low or high blood pressure, did you say? Sorry, I'm just writing this down. I want to see the doctor.
Gabriella.
Thanks, Gabriella.
That's interesting stuff. We got Brooke in South Perth. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
What happened to your dad?
So this was a few years ago. He hurt himself and was on medication, obviously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were at a karaoke party down the road from our house. And he started just having weird mood swings.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd walk him home. And it was probably every like 10 seconds, a new mood, like, hey, everyone, like, I'm so happy. And then next mood was so angry and then laughing. And it was really bizarre. Probably one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen.
What was he popping?
I'm not actually sure what it was. It was he had hand surgery, so I'm.
I was going to say I'm not popping anything like that. It's only me on the regular.
But it was really funny. It was. I think it's because he was having like drinks as well at a party.
Mixing the meds with the alcohol.
I know what the problem was, Brooke. He was pissed.
Yeah. Save
your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Hi, I'm Xavier Ellis with the news that didn't make the news. Headline, Tesla. Tesla will soon talk.
Sorry.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk, a vision for cars that talk is fast approaching. Tesla will soon talk to people if they want with comments such as, what are you waiting for? Please jump in the car. Hurry up, hop in, excuse me, how's your day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Musk also added that on top of the speaking with pedestrians, drivers could use a feature to make fart noises.
What?
As they drive past people at traffic lights.
Why?
I'm Xavier Ellison. That's the news that didn't make the news.
You're right. What's the purpose of that, though?
I don't know. Maybe make
I'd rather something that says, like, get out of the way.
Tesla.
Use your blinker or something like that.
Stuff. Oh, you can tune it to whatever you want.
Amazing. Yeah. I like that.
Tesla.
You are. Baseball versus softball.
Oh, jeez. We've been arguing about this all morning.
You. Save your
tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
All right. Let's explain what happened this morning. Softball versus baseball on 13, 10, 60.
But how do we get? Because none of us really have an interest in any of it.
So. Hey.
Oh, you do.
I have an interest in baseball. Yeah. This is how this all started because Peppy and I are going to go along to one of the games, right?
Yeah. We're going to go to a Perth Heat game.
I'm not invited.
I love baseball.
You didn't want
to
come.
Now, no, he's like, he wants to come now that you and I are going.
No, I'd love to, but not on a long weekend.
Yeah, all right. So we've rocked up this morning, and on our desks are Perth Heat
merch. Man.
Kansies,
tops.
Right? Tops and stuff like that.
I've never been so excited in my life.
Yeah, it's awesome. So there's baseball caps and there's baseball shirts and all that sort of stuff. And put them on.
Yes.
Right? Walking around, having a bit of fun in them. And then I've turned around to you guys and I've said.
Like a proud son.
I was very proud, mate, because I saw it and it was amazing.
Yep.
My dad.
Sorry.
My dad in his day
was
a great softball player and was a hell of a pitcher.
Yep.
And he and the uncles used to play.
Mm-hmm. Everyone used to play.
And what was your response?
It's the pussy's version of baseball.
straight off the bat.
Straight
up. Straight up, that was your response. It's the pussy's version of baseball. Absolutely nothing in it. We weren't even discussing the fact that softball is better than baseball. I'd simply say.
No, but automatically, when you spoke about softball,
you straight up went for the jugular.
Mm-hmm. Jules made a good point.
What?
About what it's called.
What did I say? Don't you throw me in here.
Jules said to me, it's called softball for a reason. Mate, it is. It's the softball version.
Oh, I was just taking a piss. Have either of you played softball or baseball?
Well, I haven't got time for softball. I'd play baseball.
But I didn't know. I didn't say would you. I said have you.
No.
I played a bit of softball when I was a kid.
Yeah, of course you did. 3, 2, 1, sheltered.
It's not a sheltered thing. Softball is a legitimate game.
It's like my son can't get into his sport. We'll give him a go at softball.
What? Have you ever seen a good windmill pitch? Those things go fast.
Yeah, no, you said they go very fast. Actually, they go about 30 miles slower than a baseball pitch.
Depends who's pitching.
No, I've done the research. But
you're
also,
not wrong there, Peppy.
Also,
I'm not going to lie.
The soft version.
Mm.
You're using a softball, which is like a beach ball. So everyone
it's not
gets
like a beach ball. It's just a bigger ball.
Hell. Everyone gets to have a little hit because it's so big.
It's just a bigger ball.
A baseball is tiny. You're not allowed to run him out. He's allowed to get to first base before anyone's allowed to have a go at throwing him out.
No, let's put it out there. Let's put it out there on 13-10-60.
What?
What's better?
No, it's a soft version.
Softball or baseball?
No, ask the question you want to ask. Is softball for pussies? That's what you want to ask. Yeah. That's the question you actually want to ask.
Is softball for pussies? Let's do it.
We're going to get to that once we've got in there, but you know.
It's for pussies.
Oh my gosh, Xavier.
All right.
I didn't want to put that out there. This is your segment. I was just an innocent bystander. Did you know?
This wouldn't have even happened if not for your comment this morning.
I googled the average audience for Game 7 of the playoffs in America.
Yeah.
For baseball,
World Series. Yeah. 25 million US people watched it.
Yeah.
I then googled average audience for the playoffs in softball, and Google corrected me from softball to football.
We've got people calling up.
Xavier,
Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Kiwi fruit pizza, if you don't mind.
We're going to try it out.
Nummy. But right now, 13-10-60.
We are talking about baseball and softball.
And why softball is a legitimate representation of the game and should be respected.
It's the stepbrother to T-ball.
What's wrong with stepbrothers?
It's the stepbrother to T-ball, mate. It's not in the same world as the Perth Heat and baseball.
Yeah, look, Zave, I do have to side with you on this, but at the same time, I have played softball before, but it was only because baseball wasn't available.
Wasn't an option.
Yeah, it wasn't an option. So, but I do believe that, baseball trumps softball.
The reason why we're talking 100%. About this is because walked in this morning, there was Perth Heat merch all over our desks, and we put the stuff on, and then I made the comment that my old man and his brothers, my uncles used to play, and they were pretty good at it.
They're professional softball players. There's four of them in the world.
And without missing a beat, not even part of the conversation.
Oh, softball's pretty.
From the other end of the desk.
A typical Xavier response,
straight up.
Right?
Boss was getting into me hotcakes down there.
All right,
softball's for pussies, mate.
Go to the text line.
0488 55529. 0488 55529. Softball is for pussies. Softball is for blokes who are rubbish at baseball.
Oh,
only soft something play softball. Oh. It's T-Ball's poor brand. It's the home brand.
Wowza.
It's home brand.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, can we go to the phones?
Yeah, we can, please. Tanya in Shoalwater disagreeing with X. I like to hear that.
Oh, what?
Absolutely. Good morning, Zave, Jules and Pete. How are you?
I don't know why Zave is shocked right now. He's like, what?
I know, right? How rude. Like, seriously.
How did you get over?
It was such a good game.
No, we're not arguing it's not a good game. It's just a pussy's game.
It's not a pussy game. Well, actually, did you know that softball is actually in the Olympics this year? Yeah.
Is there in Tokyo?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, yep. There you go. Well,
so,
get that up here.
No, Xavier won't be watching that one.
I'm going to follow.
I still have my softball from 35 years ago.
Yeah. How does there it fit in your bedroom? They're that big and easy to hit.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Tanya.
You know what? It's actually quite hard. So there you go.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I agree it'd be hard.
Well, also, too, I think the bats are bigger as well, too. Like, the softball bats are bigger
they're
and wider.
They're more chody.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, so when
You're not helping. You're not helping.
No, she's not. She agrees with me.
I'm just saying. Like, I do love baseball. I've played softball, though.
Maddie in Success. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, how are you guys?
Good, mate. What are your thoughts?
Well, not the one's better than the other. But Xavier, when it comes softball being a pussy sport,
yes,
you'll find that the trajectory of the ball from baseball to softball differs. So with a baseball, it's thrown over arm, so the ball comes down, which is a more natural instinct to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with a softball, the ball is released at your hip and it rises and then dips last minute.
That's right. So unpredictable. So to face a softball, you've got to have a set about you.
So the ball goes up. So it's the pussy version of cricket then.
Hey, mate, I need to take you back to 1981.
Oh, gosh.
Boom.
Underarm wasn't so tough for us back in 81, was it?
I don't know why we bloody argue with this idiot. He's not going to let up. Mm. Like, he's never going to change his mind.
Well, it comes up like a cricket ball. Cricket ball hits the ground, comes up.
I get you.
Jamie in Hocking. Hey. Hello, Jamie.
Hello.
Hey,
Jamie.
What are your thoughts, mate? Go.
Yeah, pussies, mate.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, all right, you're off.
You know what? The only way we're going to settle this, I reckon, we get Zave.
Pete to pitch one at me.
Yeah, no. Let's get someone professional.
There aren't professionals. There aren't.
Yes, there are professionals.
Yeah, there are.
There are professionals.
Let's get someone.
No, there are. They average 6,000 a year. I Googled that, whereas average baseball is 4.38 million.
Okay, that's great.
Let's get someone.
Professional.
Or maybe we get your dad. Dad's pitched at Zave.
Bring Papa Bear down.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'd love to get Dad in front of you to swing a few. He hasn't pitched for a while. It's been a lot of years.
And I've never played softball, and I'll put him out of the car park.
All right, mate.
We'll see. Luke, let's set this up, seriously.
I'm gonna get onto Dad, see if he's keen. If he's not, I know there's a few pros out there who'd be keen to have a few swings at you. And I'll have a go at a baseball.
No, you're a softball, mate. You do your little underarms at me.
Oh, gosh.
All right, we'll
go to a song. Xavier,
Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
131060. We're going to hit the phones in a moment. What's going on here?
Oh, we want you to call through if you have an uncommon, weirdly spelt name. Shut up, Zave.
Yep.
And to call through and to spell your name for us, and then we will try and pronounce your name, because I find that with my name, even though it's pronounced Jules, it's spelled J-U-E-L-Z, and it's constantly,
Many people get it right on the text line.
Who else?
Yeah, people will definitely write J-U-L-E-S or J-U-L-Z, the common way how to spell Jules anyway.
I like but Julianne.
You also like Remy Luce as well, too, but that ain't going to happen at all. But I find that when I go out and I go to appointments and stuff like that and I do put my name down as Jules, they come out and they're like, Jules? They say it really weirdly.
Long?
Yeah, because they're trying to work out how
do
to
you ever
say
just,
it.
Do you ever just give a different name?
No.
So Xavier's not very common in Perth. For some reason, like in Melbourne or whatever, they can spell it. There's a big school over there called Xavier, so I imagine that helps a bit too. But over here, I just can't drink my coffee. When they write your name on the lid, I can't drink my coffee if they've spelt my name wrong on the lid.
Oh, what?
It just makes me. I just hate it so much.
Z-A-V?
It depends sometimes the nationality. Sometimes you get all sorts of letters thrown
in
there.
Okay.
A couple of H's are in there occasionally. Is it Zay here? Oh, no, it's a Z. There's a EX. It's just horrible.
Imagine that conversation. Sorry, there's something wrong with my coffee.
Yeah,
what? You've spelt my name wrong.
It stares you in the face when you're drinking it. You're like, ugh.
Oh, it's not even yours. Does it feel like you're drinking someone else's coffee? Is that what it is? We're not even addressing that issue. Let's go to a phone.
So you need to spell your name for us. And then we're going to try and pronounce it.
Okay.
So we've got caller number one. Hello.
Hello.
Spell your name for us, please.
R-E-A-N-A-N.
R-E-A-N-A-N.
How are you, Rhiannon?
I'm going to say Rhiannon.
Yeah, Rhiannon.
Oh, I think Heidi was right.
Hey!
He's always right, but no, it's Jules. Rhiannon.
Rhiannon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your game going, mate? Oh, let's go to a song.
No, not at all.
All right, we'll move on.
All right.
Xavier, Jules and Pete, your new show for 2020. Caller number two, spell your name, please.
J-E-A-N-N-T-Y.
Ooh.
Jonty.
Jinky? Genty. Genty. What do you reckon? Peppy?
Jaunty.
The first one was correct. Jaunty.
Jaunty.
Oh, is it Jaunty?
Yes.
Oh, that's cute. I like it. That's
a
beautiful
name,
Jaunty.
All right.
You could do boy or girl too.
You could, absolutely.
Now, we've got Michelle. That's not that unusual, that one. Spelt the correct way, pretty much. But it's your partner's last name?
Yeah, it's my partner's last name.
Okay.
His name is Gagan. So it's G-E-O-G-H-E-G-A-N, and nobody knows how to spell it.
How do they usually pronounce it?
Like Gahogahegahegan?
Grogan?
Geogatan?
Yeah. Well, yeah, his last name is Gagan.
Irish?
So, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Is it Irish?
Okay. Must be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty funny when he has to go out and give his name and stuff in shops. Yeah, all the time.
Oh, Michelle, I could talk to you all day.
Yeah.
I love
that,
it. I
that
love
lingo,
her,
eh?
Like,
that
yeah,
accent.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a ripper. Xavier, Jules
and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
My mouth is watering. I can see that kiwi fruit pizza.
I should have put more kiwi fruit on it, though.
How much kiwi fruit did you put on it?
One.
Are you a pizza eater? Like, do you enjoy it?
Yes. But not all the time. So I prefer to eat like a wood, to go out to a pizzeria like and get a wood fire pizza.
Oh, what about you being Italian? Are you a pizza?
Yeah, love it.
I don't think
it's got anything to do with being Italian.
No, like, but we're around Italy.
Do you have your own wood fire pizza oven in the backyard?
Oh, when we were growing up, there was mum and dad built one. Yeah, there was one out there. You know, it was
just bricks and throws.
Of course,
It was right next to the, you know, the hooks where they'd hang the pigs for the sausages.
Oh. Yep, 100%.
Yeah, like all that sort
love
of stuff.
Love it.
Yeah, typical love Italian it. Life. Hey, now, not a parent.
No.
Right? But, you know, you're going to learn some things from us that when it happens.
I feel like I've learned
a lot.
We're going to
prepare you for a lot of
things. In the time that I've spent with you guys, I've learned so much.
So our goal for the show is you'll have one by November.
Jeez, you better get cracking.
So text line's open, man. 0488-55929. We need another one by November.
We'll have a list of criteria you have to satisfy.
You cannot sell me out like that.
Watch me.
Oh. Anyway, Peppy, what are you on about, mate?
Okay, so dad with a son.
Yes.
Dad with two daughters over here.
Yes.
So dad, as being a dad with a son, what are the things that you expect to do with your kid as he starts to grow up? You know, like...
At the moment, we're going through this stage where everything's run. We're doing running practice at the moment.
Right, okay.
And runs. Oh, but I don't know, everything. Like bikes and playgrounds and...
I remember the last time you were telling us about how you were teaching him to slide off the bed. I thought that was the cutest thing
ever.
Oh,
yeah, feet down
first. I mean, for someone who doesn't have a kid or doesn't have babies, like, you don't ever think about things like that.
Yeah, no, he's getting naughty now. The age where he's a little bit, he knows when he's not doing something.
It was cute, though, isn't it?
Standing on tables and stuff and then, like, jumps off the other side and you're like, mate, I'm two steps away from you. Yeah. Like, I can just grab you from up there.
Izzy, our youngest, last night, she was standing next to the rug holding an apple, and she knows that she's not meant to be on the rug eating apples, right? She knows
that.
That.
What,
that's
just eating
rule?
Apples or eating anything
that can spill.
Rug.
And
is
like
the rug the item?
What do you mean if there's a rug the item?
Like, the prized possessions, the rug.
No, rug, no carpet, like anything that's hard to clean with. Right, yeah, she knows.
It's that special couch that your mum would never let you sit
on. But she stands there next to it, and last night was a perfect example. She's holding the apple, she's taking a few bites out of it, and she's looking at me, staring right between the eyes. She is holding this apple, and then she just slowly moves one foot onto the rug and just puts it there.
As if
to say, I dare you.
Yes.
I dare you, Dad. I dare you. But this is the thing. Like, before I had two girls, I thought to myself, you know, when I want to be a dad, it'd be cool to be a dad with boys because you'd do the boys thing, go and kick a footy, go and throw, you know, like you have these things in your head that you, and I didn't know what to expect with girls.
Mm-hmm.
And there are still things that I'm finding that I'm having to do now, having two young ones under four, that I never thought in a million years I would have to do. So,
like what?
Like, Liz has gone back to full-time work now.
Yeah.
Monday to Friday, nine to, yeah, absolutely, right? Nine till five, and because we only came back this week and she had to go back earlier, there were a couple of weeks there where I had the girls to myself.
Peps one out.
Absolutely. And it was great. Like, I love hanging out with my daughters. It's good fun. Mm. But there were a few things.
Hard work.
Sleep time's the best time.
Yeah, it is good. You get a bit of a breather. But hard work, not just because they're girls, but because they're so young.
And especially when you've gone on, like, on holidays where yourself and Liz have both had the to share looking after them. So then with Liz going back to work, you're now taking it on full time. It's like you're a single dad.
Yeah.
How'd you go?
If I
shout out to single parents.
We're thinking of you.
Yeah.
I went okay. But there are a few things that I've learned over the holidays that Liz does on a daily basis that I never see because of the breakfast radio stuff. Because obviously she gets the girls ready in the morning.
Mm.
And I learned one of these things is that Mila, our 3.5-year-old, is so into Frozen, but to the point where she refuses to leave the house until she's got her Elsa tie. Her Elsa tie.
So a robe or something.
And no, it's like a hairdo.
Oh.
Like Elsa from Frozen.
Oh yeah. So like,
oh, like a plait.
Like a plait.
A rope. I was gonna call it a rope.
A rope?
Yeah, well, that's what I called it
a
as well.
Plait. Yeah.
That's what I called it too.
A braid,
I looked at it and I was like, what's an Elsa tie?
It's a braid, is it not? But it comes down on the side.
So
over, under.
Right.
That's how you do it.
So it took me a while to actually learn it. And I sat there. So there were two things that I had to learn. One was painting the nails, which is a lot harder than you would think to try and keep it inside the lines.
Oh, mate, I'm Jules 32 and I'm like...
Top five in the world.
By the way, you say that as well. Professional. And then
professional
the other
nail.
One... So it was one morning last week, we're sitting there, I'm going to drop her off at mum and dad's for the day, and then she's gone, we're not allowed to leave, she chucked a tanty until I sat there and had her hair in my hands and was trying to do this plait.
Elsa-da.
Yeah, Elsa-da.
Oh, my gosh.
And it took me a good half an hour,
even
to the point where for the first 15, 20 minutes, I was like, no, that's not working. And then I got up and I took a breather. I said, look, half time. I'm just going to go and take a quick breather, take a moment, I'll come back.
You know the worst thing about that as well too, because you've still got Izzy who's, you know, what, 18 months?
Yeah,
19 months.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what's she doing in that half an hour while you're
she's getting into the toilet.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
like pulling things out of the freezer.
Eating dog food.
Right.
Yeah.
Dropping her bloody apple on the rug.
I've got a cure for you.
What?
Teach Mila how to do it and then she'll do Izzy's as well in the future.
How old's Ted?
15 months.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
Well, you wait until he gets to 3.5.
No, that's what I mean. You got to train.
Every day.
What do you think?
10,000 hours.
What those dads are doing now on YouTube videos where they get the vacuum cleaner and they suck all the hair up in the vacuum cleaner and then put the hair tie over the end.
That is a great idea.
And make
idea.
A ponytail. Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh,
don't you just grab it?
Huh?
And put the bit.
No, yeah, see, that's what I thought.
No, but
it's not that easy.
So what you do is you put the hair tie over the nozzle of the vacuum cleaner, right? Without that Hoover thing.
And then suck the hair up.
Suck the hair up and then you just flip the
over it. It's not hard just to grab the whole chunk of hair and slap it over the top.
Don't know how to do it properly. Yeah. And, you know, you don't want to do it with, like, the lumps in your hair.
I think that's probably my issue. I wouldn't be smooth.
Yeah, so, okay. It wouldn't be smooth after. You wouldn't know. It'd
Thanks for that.
Nice.
I'll try the vacuum cleaner thing tonight. Save your jewels and pee. On
Hit 92.9. Now, have you guys seen this pizza that is dividing the internet literally in the last 12 hours?
Dividing
24
the internet
hours.
Into eight pieces?
No, just two, really. Oh. I'm talking about the Kiwi pizza, which has been created by a Danish pizzeria. It is called the Slippery Slope. So it's pretty much a Hawaiian pizza, but instead of using pineapple, they use kiwi fruit. Now, I kind of feel that like the divide has always been whether or not pineapple belonged on pizza or not, right? People were either for it or against it, where I feel as though with this whole kiwi fruit on a pizza, now whether you, regardless of whether you're a pizza, you're a pineapple lover or not, you band together and you're against this kiwi. That's what I find.
I'm a don't knock it till you try it. So until I try it, it doesn't put
me
off.
Yeah, but you're a foodie like me. You'll eat anything.
So
what
okay.
about you, Zave?
I love pineapple on a pizza, but I'm not a big pizza eater. Surprising.
Yeah.
I know. I look like I've eaten a lot of pizzas, but I don't genuinely like eating
pizza.
We were
not thinking that.
Where's the kiwi fruit come from?
I was thinking that.
What are you talking about?
Where's it come from? Kiwi fruit.
Oh, no. Doesn't it come
from
New Zealand?
It comes from the shop.
Chinese.
Does it really?
Yes.
Why do they call it the kiwi fruit?
Well, when New Zealand started growing it, they started calling it the kiwi fruit or the Chinese gooseberries.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Just stuff I store in my head or on the internet.
Oh, something like, I was like, oh, did he make it up?
No, no, it's yeah, facts.
Anyway, okay.
Facts.
Anyway, so I've decided to make one for us.
So technically we're eating Italian, topped with a bit of Chinese on top.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. All right, Zave, there's a piece for you.
I don't like chewing into a mic.
Okay. And all right, well, you're just going to have to try it. Mm. All right. And that one is for you, Pep.
Oh, thank you. Now, something that I said before.
What do you reckon? What do you reckon, Dave?
What are you picking out of your teeth?
Kiwi fruit. I mean, it's fine.
Is it similar to like eating with a pineapple on it?
Yeah,
like
similar.
Just that sweetness?
Yep, similar.
So when this first came into the studio, you know when a pineapple pizza comes out of the oven and it smells a bit sweet? It smells the same.
Yeah, you smell the sweetness of it.
There's pineapple on it in there.
No,
this is just ham and cheese and then kiwis on the top. So the kiwi fruit is in slices, and the slices have crisped up in the oven.
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
Also, rate me on a pizza, on like how well I cook the pizza as
Mate,
well, too, because I've never...
It was frozen, you put it in the oven. What do you want me to rate you on?
Is that not cooking your pizza?
Your ability to put something turn
is
the oven
Is that not
cook?
You know what? Stuff yous both.
What do you reckon? I don't mind it.
I don't mind it. Really?
Yeah, but I think the oven must cook some of the tang and stuff out of the kiwi fruit.
Xavier, stop. He's throwing the kiwi fruit at me. We've got a kiwi in the office, in the station.
The
our boss.
Hey, boss.
Let's get him in and see what he actually thinks of this kiwi fruit pizza. And I wonder if like Domino's are going to start doing this or not.
Maybe.
How do you feel about this kiwi fruit pizza?
Get around.
I'm mildly allergic to kiwi fruit.
Oh,
what do you mean?
Shivers.
Wait, hang on. What does mildly allergic mean?
I get a scratchy throat.
Yeah, great.
Oh, okay, you'll be fine.
And I don't eat ham.
What?
Oh, you don't either. He only eats chicken.
Why don't you eat ham?
Choice.
We'll have a go.
No.
I'll give it a nudge.
You'd be one of those annoying pizza people where you'd be picking the topping off while we're sitting there watching you.
I'll give it a go.
A kiwi eating a kiwi fruit pizza. Get out. What do you think?
It's not a little pizza.
Okay. Is it just like having pineapple on there with the sweetness?
It's just
not pizza.
Actually,
you know what it is? It looks disgusting.
You get more flavour out of the pineapple.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think
more
you get much flavour out of it.
Yeah, you get more sting out of the pineapple, definitely.
Mm.
Right. Or is it the way you've cut it? Because it's thin slices and it should
blame
be wedges.
The cook. Don't blame me.
As X said, you didn't exactly cook the pizza. You turn the oven on.
That's cooking. Mm. Is it not? Is that not the definition?
Mm. Oh, okay.
There you go.
Anyway, that's it.
That was a good way to get pizza
into
the show.
Xavier,
Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Xavier, Jules and Pete for 2020.
Dave.
Yes.
This is your break, mate.
Oh, well, I thought we were doing your thing about the traffic, but that's not right. We just spoke about that now.
No, I was talking to Peppy about that, not
okay,
you.
Okay, I thought you'd bump me. Righto,
no,
so
I have not bumped
a mate
you.
Of mine on Instagram last night put up a screenshot from his family group discussion. So in there is his wife, his dad, his sister, husband, all that sort of stuff.
Like
so,
a WhatsApp or something.
Yeah, a big group chat. No, it's actually...
On Facebook?
No, iPhone. You wouldn't be in them.
Oh, yeah, because
so you can see
Android
blue.
Yeah.
You can see blue. So that's why...
no green text allowed.
That's why I know that it's still a family group chat over iPhone. Now, a good friend of mine...
You really stare daggers into me every time you hit me with that.
A good friend of mine, unfortunately, his mother passed away earlier last year. And the dad's obviously out and about and, you know, visiting family and all that sort of stuff. My mate's dad's a character.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Real, real character. Now, he wrote into the family group chat, just to give you a laugh, The best meal I've had in the past 6 weeks, I cooked myself. Tomatoes with grilled polony. Thought meat was awful, but ate it. And then that was it.
Right.
Oh, good, good, Dad. Yep, great. Well done. You've cooked yourself some grilled tomatoes. His daughter came home and said, Dad, where's the dog meat gone?
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, and yep, grilled it up on the fry pan. The dog food, he thought obviously it was sitting in the fridge.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hasn't cooked for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Thought, tonight's the night I'm just going to look after myself, going to cook myself up a nice meal.
Oh, yeah. God.
And lo and behold, unfortunately for Mel, it was the dog food that was, and it apparently was that bad, the dog food, that the dog didn't even eat it. So yeah, it says in here, even Reg, which is the dog, would not eat it. So
yeah,
there you go.
You're talking about those dog rolls,
yes,
right? That look like the Devon, or what do you call them? Polony.
Polony.
So he's chopped it up, minced it up, thrown it in the fry pan, added a bit of grilled tomato and a few other sides.
I knew a group of boys that did this after a big night out, went back to a house.
What,
and cooked them up on the bar. Yeah, one of the guys just started cutting it up, thinking it was polony. Chucked them on the barbecue, and then the mate who owned the house was like, geez, man, you got those patties really round, like really in a circle.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, just use that the Devon roll in the fridge. And he's like, no. And like the boys are already halfway tucked into them, and it was dog food.
No, exactly the same. So I don't know if Mel did much of the cooking in their relationship. But he's trying to do the right thing, and he's actually thrown on the fry pan some dog food, and at the time thought it was no good.
Yeah.
But got through it.
Yeah.
Good on him.
I mean,
no waste for anyone. You've got worms at the moment. But 131060, what did you accidentally eat? It could be you, it could be your child, or it could be, unfortunately, when your grandparents get a little bit old and a little bit wacky.
Yeah.
They sometimes, you think,
what
have they eaten there?
Yeah,
or, you know, my nan, for example, wasn't an eating thing, but she started drinking for some reason. She wasn't a drinker.
Yeah.
But she couldn't establish the difference between a premixed drink and a straight drink. So, like, a glass of vodka was for her the exact same thing as a glass of mixed UDL or whatever.
Yeah.
She couldn't establish the difference because she started to get a bit old and a bit lose the marbles a little bit. By 131060, it must happen a little bit. What did you accidentally eat or drink? Give us a call. Unfortunately, my mate's dad hoed into some cooked up dog food.
Gee whiz. Save your tools
and pee. On Hit 92.9.
What did you accidentally eat?
That's right, mate. One of my good friends, his old man, recently a widow. So I don't know whether cooking was on his agenda there for a period of time, but he thought he'd make himself a delicious feed the other night. He was a guest at someone's house, so he hoed in, cooked, grilled up some tomatoes, did all the works, and grabbed the dog log of food, threw it on the fry pan, thought it was a little bit nasty. When his daughter got home, was inquiring where the dog food might have ended. Unfortunately for my mate's dad, he actually just ate it.
Yeah, I love that he didn't like it, but he still pushed through and ate it.
We didn't want to waste it. And it's funny, we got a text line coming through from Zara. She did the exact same thing with the dog log and tomato sauce sandwiches.
Sauce sandwiches.
Yeah, thought it might have been a bit of Straz.
Over on the East Coast.
A bit of Strasbourg.
Yeah, Straz.
Yeah,
that's what you guys call them in Victoria, right?
Straz and sauce in there. A bit of fresh bread.
Isn't it weird that you guys like name things after the brand of the product? Because you're so used to saying
like a Kleenex.
Primers. Yeah, they say primers too instead of juice box or like a popper.
A Prima.
Prima.
I do remember there was a thing going on socials. I saw it last night as to whether or not it's called a popper or a Prima.
Jules, you didn't want me to ask this, but you've had a little incident where
just don't judge me.
I just want everyone to know that
I absolutely love animals.
You love them,
absolutely, but I have accidentally eaten dog.
Sorry?
I've accidentally eaten dog.
How did you accidentally stumble across a black
mug? No, don't you dare put
obviously
it like that.
Obviously, Kevin, my dear friend, my love of my life at home, Kev.
Don't,
it was actually a menu where you could choose which
mind.
One,
I'm not
which
even
breed.
You. I was in the Philippines,
right.
And although it is illegal to eat dog over there, they do it, and my uncles do it.
Oh,
and
there are two dogs on the telly right
don't
now.
I'm not looking, because honestly.
Yeah, you love dogs. You do, you got two boxes.
Every dog I come across. Sometimes I feel them side-eye me. And
you're
I feel
that
like
witch
they...
that ate Wilfred.
I feel like they know. Right. I've had a taste. Anyway, I thought it was goat. And it was put in a bowl in front of me. I'd had a couple of tequilas, or so I just, they were like, eat that. And so I tasted it, and then they're all laughing.
Oh, that makes me feel sick. Good morning, Dave. How are you going?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
You're going well, mate. What have you accidentally stumbled across?
We were down at Cicerello's having a family get-together.
Yeah.
So my grandmother, she's in her late 90s now. So she's grabbed a little bottle of Horton's wine, you know, the tiny little bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah, thinking that it was vinegar, and she's tipped it all over her chips.
Yeah, oh.
Proceeded to eat it. And we're all pretty much looking at her laughing, and didn't faze her. I don't think she's got any taste buds anymore.
Yeah. As long as it filled the guts. And she got a bit of a kick out of it. She's ahead
of the
game.
Yeah, maybe.
She's playing chess while others are playing checkers.
Yeah.
Peter in Joondalup. G'day, mate.
Hey, boys.
Got stuck into something. You drank something a little funny, eh?
Yeah. I went back home to go visit the family, and obviously after a big night out, woken up the next morning and just went straight for the fridge for the first drink I could find. And I said, my sister has a habit, no matter what drink it is, it has to be in basically a glass container. Mm. So basically I've just opened up the fridge, went for the first drink, and basically started taking a big gulp out of it. And obviously a couple of seconds later, she's come back through, morning. She's like, oh, what are you drinking now? I was like, oh, I just grabbed the milk out of the fridge. I was like, that's not milk. I'm like, what? That's my breast milk.
Oh,
so you literally have...
Don't, Zabe. I know exactly what you're going to say. Don't. Right. It's 9 o'clock. You can't.
It's past 9.
Get in the car.
I didn't say anything, mate. That is unbelievable. How'd you feel after it? Oh, I reckon I want to dry reach.
Oh, absolutely.
No, I was straight to the bathroom.
Fingers down straight out.
Not at all well with me.
Yeah, get it out. Oh.
Mate.
Even like...
So you've obviously tasted it.
God, no.
No, okay. I've never tasted it either, but like I've never heard anyone say
even
that.
When Ted,
like it.
Even when Ted would like, he used to vomit a little bit when he was feeding it young. I was so grossed. I wasn't grossed out by the vomit. I was grossed out of like, it was boob milk.
Oh my God, Xavier.
Like, get it off me. Get it off me. I can't.
Kid.
I'd rather him soil himself on me than breast
you?
Milk on me.
Oh my gosh.
Good for the skin though.
Minute after 9. Hit 92.9.
Whole lot of people need to hear this.
And before we go.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not done
okay,
yet.
Okay, I don't know who needs to hear this, but.
What?
Let that person next to you in that lane merge in.
Yeah.
That's your warning this morning.
That's your warning shot.
It was going to be aimed at Zabe, but I thought I'd take it away from that.
Yeah,
Zabe, this one's for you. I don't know who needs it. Zabe, you do need to hear this. Focus on yourself. You really need to look hard at yourself in the mirror and put that focus back into yourself. Then start looking around you and see who you can fix.
See, I think I focus on myself too much. Then you two try and warp yourself into what I'm doing.
Mate, no one's trying to. We're not focusing on you.
Yep.
All right. Cat, save us.
You're listening to Xavier, Jules and Pete for Crown. Live a little cooler at Crown this summer.
Xavier, Jules and Pete.
On Hit 92.9.
Xavier, Jules and Pete.
On Hit 92.9.